it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Chase Willie and D-Mace, 1025-1063, the game. Be sure to join us tomorrow, Preds fans. You can hang out before the Preds game at the Superbook Lounge in Landshark Bar and Grill in Margaritaville on Broadway with us. Place your bets with Superbook and enjoy great food and drink specials. Plus, enter for a chance to win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Predators home game. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Derek Mason here with you. We say hello to Andy McNeil. He is with VSiN and their NHL betting expert. Good to have him on again. Andy, how you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
So I've enjoyed going through the NHL betting guide that you all have put out, and I just want to tell you, you really went on a limb saying Colorado has a 97% chance to make the playoffs, the defending Stanley Cup champions. I mean, really putting it out there.
I probably could have rounded up to 100, eh?
Yeah, but I think it's interesting looking at the Central Division, obviously where the Nashville Predators play, and with the additions that David Poile and company made in the offseason, it does feel like that you all still kind of have them middle of the pack in the Central, but a playoff team with a 60% chance of making the playoffs.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think like not much has changed since last season, regardless of what moves Poile has made. Things are the same, right? Their playoff hopes, their hopes of winning a Stanley Cup, vanished when UC Saros limped off the ice there at the end of the season and didn't return, and that's how things are this season. Like, the Predators don't maybe match up as well in some areas as some of the other franchises in the NHL that I would consider contenders, but they do have elite goaltending, which is something that a lot of teams really can't say. But unfortunately, the book is out on Saros now, and he's not as intriguing of a Vezina bet as he's been the last couple of years.
Well, what about Josi for Norris? Obviously, he just missed it last year, but I would assume it's kind of the same thing with him.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously, I think it's Cale Makar's award the voters are totally enamored with Makar right now. I had futures on Josi last year and Hedman, actually. So I was, bridesmaid, never the bride there. But, totally in the cards for Josi, and definitely a player that I would consider betting on to win the Norris. I didn't actually make any Norris bets this year. I bet on Makar to win the MVP at 15-1 because I think if there's a player out there outside of Roman Josi that is capable of becoming the first defenseman since Brian Leetch in 1991-92 to score 100 points, I think it's Cale Makar. He scored at a 91-point pace last year, and he did so without a lot of Colorado's best players in the lineup, right? I mean, if you look at the players that missed time for the Avalanche, last year they had Landeskog missed 31 games, Nichushkin 20, McKinnon 17, Taves 16, Rantanen 7, Makar himself missed 5 games. So if that team can stay healthy this year and most of those players can play a full 82 games, I think Cale Makar is really going to put up some points.
We're talking to Andy McNeil of VSiN, talking some NHL betting with him. Now, I like to place, when I'm looking at futures, I love going with the team that may have some odds, some large odds to make the playoffs. And there are some intriguing ones this year. I think Ottawa is kind of one to look at, but who what's a team that you really like that could give you some value if you wanted to put a bet on them making the playoffs?
I've got two teams, and they're gonna kind of conflict with your opinion on the Senators there, because I don't think the Senators are better than any of the 8 teams that made the playoffs in the Eastern Conference last year. And I still think the gap is pretty large. I guess we'll find out over the next few weeks here, what the Ottawa Senators are going to look like. But I think that, Boston and Washington are two teams that I think have really good chances of making the playoffs again this season. And the odds are not whatsoever. They're not what you think of when you hear futures bet. because you're going to pay minus, you know, one upwards of minus 170 on each of those bets. I think they're around minus 160 when I placed them about a month ago. But I think the Capitals, both the Capitals and the Bruins are teams that have, you know, upwards of an 80, 85% chance of making the playoffs, and they're being priced out there like as if they have a, you know, a 60% chance.
Now, of the teams that you that is predicted to or have the highest percentage of winning the Stanley Cup or getting to it, which one of those teams do you think has the possibility not to get there?
That's a great question. I think when you look through the top teams, you've got to look at the goaltending. Colorado proved last season that they could win without elite goaltending, but it's not often that happens. And so obviously a team like Toronto that is a big favorite with Matt Murray and Ilya Samsonov, this kind of, you know, thrown together goaltending tandem. It seems like they're really just throwing you know what at the wall and hoping something sticks. So Toronto stands out as one of the top teams that is a Stanley Cup contender. They've got everything it seems that a Stanley Cup contender has or needs, plus they don't have the goaltending, and that's likely going to be the whole thing that holds them back. And I guess Edmonton also stands out as another team. They've got obviously generational talent with Connor McDavid and even Leon Draisaitl, and a really solid roster overall. But Jack Campbell, while I think his ceiling is probably higher than we've seen out of him over the last year or so, he's not an elite NHL goaltender.
We're talking to Andy McNeil. He is a VSiN NHL betting analyst. You can follow him on Twitter at Digital Gambler. Andy, a couple questions about the Central. And it's an interesting division because you've got two teams that are really basically trying to tank and lose to get the high draft pick. So you've got this pool of teams. We know Colorado is far and away the favorite in the entire league, let alone the Central. So let me ask you about a couple of teams. In your probability of making the playoffs, you have Minnesota pretty decent notch above St. Louis and Nashville. Tell me what separates Minnesota in your mind.
Minnesota is, I think, an overall quality team. They're a team like the St. Louis Blues. They're a great offensive team, but they lack in some of the areas, defensive deficiencies and whatnot. And it's not really all that, a safe bet that their offense is necessarily sustainable. I think what Minnesota's done, they've been among the top teams in, you know, those types of categories, the offensive categories, for a number of seasons now. And their top line really separates them from the pack a bit. But just a deep team with a ton of potential. Like Nashville, I think there's a lot of potential, but just as much uncertainty with some of those players. But Matthew Boldy, Marco Rossi, these players have a lot of potential to be impact players pretty early on in their careers. I think the Central overall is just a very tough division to predict. I think I would not be shocked in the least to see, you know, all of those teams kind of flip-flop and switch positions. And, you know, I mean, we can all, I guess, agree that Colorado is likely going to be at the top when it's all said and done. But I wouldn't be surprised to see Nashville in the number two spot and Minnesota down in the number four or five spot because the gap isn't really all that big. I think it just adds up when you're a team like Minnesota that seems to be just a little bit better than the rest of the teams in the regular season these last few years. They can maybe beat up on some of those lesser teams a little more often.
No question. 2 through 5 is really intriguing in this division. And I looked at your probability. You also have Dallas a little bit below Nashville and St. Louis. Why do you think maybe they've taken a step back? We're actually going to see them. The next two games the Predators play are head-to-head against the Stars.
Yeah, I think if anything, you know, there's probably a little bit of optimism with the Stars after Jake Oettinger's performance in the playoffs. Just amazing, right? So, but he hasn't done that in the regular season over a large sample yet. And it remains to be seen if that, you know, if he'll ever play like that again. So I think the Stars have something here, given that last season a lot of the, you know, bettors that I talked to, we were all scratching our heads, just couldn't understand why they would have sent Jake Oettinger to the minors in favor of Anton Khudobin and Braden Holtby, but they did. And, you know, it felt pretty vindicated when he performed like that in the playoffs. But this team can't score. And why they would hire Pete DeBoer to be their head coach when they can't score is beyond me. I mean, I think part of the reason, or a big part of the reason why he was fired in Vegas, I mean, whoever knows why Vegas fires anybody, they fire everybody. But, you know, I think part of the reason why he was fired in Vegas was that his team lacked offensive punch, despite all of the you know, top-end players that they had. And you look at the Stars, they don't have top-end players. They've got a few, but, you know, Jamie Benn, Tyler Seguin, even Joe Pavelski. I mean, his career isn't going to go on forever. He's kind of an ageless wonder here. But I just think the Stars are on the outs. They're on the way out. Jason Robertson is an exciting young player, but who's he going to play with in a couple of years? And this season, you know, they're just a mediocre offensive team, and I wouldn't be surprised if they were a below-average offensive team when it's all said and done.
Well, Andy, glad the NHL season is here. Always good to talk to you. We'll definitely do this again soon.
Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.